There's a lot of pressure right now. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, children. Hopefully I don't get struck mid-lesson, but let's see. How are y'all doing? Great. You're late. I'm just kidding. Okay, we're going to review last Sunday. How did Moses seek forgiveness from God for Israel's idolatry? What did he do? That's right. He wanted to offer himself to die in Israel's place. But why didn't God accept Moses' offer to die? All right. All right, well, that's it. Yeah, that's exactly it, because God already prepared a sinless Savior, and Moses was sinful, right? He wasn't the perfect atonement. And so, you know, because Christ was planned from eternity past, and yeah, that's it. So we're going to read out of Exodus 33, starting in verse 12, and we'll end in verse 23. Then Moses said to the Lord, "See, you say to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you yourself have not let me know whom you will send with me. Moreover, you have said, 'I have known you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight.' Now, therefore, I pray you, if I have found favor in your sight, let me know your ways that I may know you, so that I may find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people." And he said, "My presence shall go," or he said, "My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest." Then he said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not lead us up from here. For how then can it be known that I have found favor in your sight and your people? It is not by your going with us that I and your people may be distinguished from all the other people who are upon the face of the earth." The Lord said to Moses, "I will also do this thing of which you have spoken, for you have found favor in my sight, and I have known you by name." Then Moses said, "I pray you, show me your glory." And he said, "I myself will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show compassion on whom I will show compassion." But he said, "You cannot see my face, for no man can see me and live." Then the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me, and you shall stand there on the rock, and it will come about, while my glory is passing by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take my hand away, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen." So what did Moses ask God for this, or what did Moses ask God for in this important moment? He asked God to be with them, just for his presence and to show him his glory. So how did God respond to Moses' request? Yep. He graciously agreed to go with Moses and Israel, as well as to show as much of his glory to Moses as he could stand to see. So where would God place Moses when he revealed his glory to him? Yep. It was in a crack in between a rock. And did Moses see all of God's glory? No. What would happen if he did? That's right. So in response to Moses' prayer for Israel, God did not wipe out Israel for their idol worship. He would be faithful to his promises, making Israel into a large nation and bringing them into the land of Canaan. But because of his displeasure in the golden calf, God informed Moses that he would not be going with them. Israel would receive the blessing of Canaan, but without God himself. Moses was not the least bit interested in having God's good gifts without having the good God himself. So Moses drew near to God, pleading with him to be with him as the leader of Israel, and God agreed. But that was not enough for Moses. The entire nation needed God's presence, not just their leader. So he prayed to God again, this time calling on him to be with his people. Though God was displeased with Israel, he agreed to be with them because he was pleased with Moses as their mediator. For most of us, this would have been enough, but Moses was not satisfied. He wanted to know God more deeply. Moses understood something really important. The greatest blessing of all was not the land of Canaan, but the God of Canaan. Every blessing God may give pales in comparison to the gift of God himself. God agreed not only to go with Moses and the people, but to show himself to Moses in a special way. This is the greatest blessing of all, knowing God and living with God. God would be with Israel just because he was pleased with their mediator, and God will dwell with his church to the end of history, teaching it, leading it, and protecting it, just because he is pleased with his Son, the only true mediator between God and sinners. He is with his people, and if we have God in Christ, we have all we need. So if God agreed to keep Israel and give them the land, why was Moses still unhappy? Yeah, because God wouldn't be there. His gracious, loving presence would be absent from that. And that just makes it useless, basically. If you have everything in the world and everything conquered, all the material possessions that you want, but God's not behind that, then it's meaningless. So for what reason did God agree to be with Israel? Yep, because he was pleased with the mediator. And he finds favor in our sight, not because of what we've done, but because of who? Yep, because of Jesus Christ as the mediator between God and man. So what does this story teach us about God's presence with us today? Yep, just as Israel's idolatry separated them from God, so too does our sin separate us from God as well. So the main idea of this lesson is God's presence through the mediator is the greatest of all blessings. So with that in mind, let's go into prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you today to thank you for all that you've done for us, Lord. And I pray that we all dwell in this fact, Lord, that it's not the blessings that you bestow upon us, Lord. Being a Christian isn't about what we gain from it, but it's about having you and the gift of you and dwelling in your presence and your promises, Lord. And I pray that we live out your commandments, Lord, and live out your promises, Lord, in obedience and humility. And I just pray that the children here today will become good and faithful men and women of God, Lord, and just live out a Christian life, Lord, that is focused on you and you alone and not whatever gains them and whatever makes them most successful, Lord, but whatever glorifies you. And I pray this in Christ's name. Amen.